We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I learned how to enjoy 95 degree weather.
Is that right?
I went to a beach, Jones Beach. You may have heard of
it. Love Jones Beach. It's named, the beach I grew up on.
Named after General
Jones.
Thomas Jones.
That's right.
How about that?
Former Jet running back who was also allergic to the end zone, famously.
I remember you saying that.
I did say that to him on the air and he did not like it.
But what I learned by going to
Thomas,
Jones.
Thomas, just a question. Are you allergic to the end zone?
Oops. 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, hey, do you guys want Thomas Jones on weekly?
Is that how it went down?
Yes.
Yeah, he said he don't want to go out with me and Boom anymore.
Yeah.
But he, it was 10 weeks. Come on, man.
No, I get you.
You're a running back.
But when you go to the beach, 17 degrees warmer. Am I kidding you? It was 78 degrees at Jones Beach on Saturday late afternoon.
You had a good time?
Had a tremendous time.
Did you get Jet ice cream on the beach?
We left the kids at home. It was a
excuse me?
It was an adult.
You went trip. To Jones Beach without the kids?
It was an adult trip. We spent all Sunday with the kids, earlier Saturday with the kids. Sometimes, Craig, when you're married, you need a couple of hours to just be adults.
And let me ask you a question. You're sitting on Jones Beach.
Yeah.
Did you bring a book to read, a radio to listen to? Let's just start with those two.
No book, music.
Music.
Yes.
AirBot pods?
No.
Or a speaker?
We met a couple of friends, so one of them brought like a little...
Like a wireless speaker.
Wireless speaker.
Some music for the four of you to enjoy together.
Yeah, I did not DJ the music, by the way.
Got it.
No country.
Does Evan Roberts go to the beach and take his shirt off?
No shot. No shot.
Dude, it was a perfect beach
you
day.
See these things
on 95 degrees. Did you go in the ocean?
I did.
You went in the ocean with a shirt on.
Well, I didn't go.
Oh, come on,
I didn't go into the ocean enough for my shirt to be impacted. I went in
up to your knees,
realized it was freezing.
Yeah,
not a surprise, obviously.
Of course,
kicked around a little bit and then hightailed it back to the sand.
So you didn't go to the bathroom in the ocean either.
I did not. No,
got it. Did you bring beverages of choice
and
a cooler?
There were some alcoholic beverages that were hidden by Mets koozies. Yes.
Did anybody come by and ask for proof of anything?
Proof of what?
Well, like, let me look inside your cooler.
No.
Hey, do you have a beach badge? That kind of thing.
No, there was no one was checking us out.
You were good to go.
Good to go. I had a great time.
Did you wear socks on the beach?
I did not wear socks on the beach. The one thing I felt bad about is the first thing you brought up. The one thing I had guilt about
was
the
first... You didn't take your shirt off.
No, the fact that we didn't bring our kids.
Oh.
I felt bad, but sometimes you need a little
adult time,
man.
Yeah, but your kids are at that age where, let's be honest, the beach isn't fun.
Well, for me or for them?
For you.
For me, it's in the
not middle. With an 18-month-old.
No, with the youngest.
Especially 95 degree, you got to bring like the romper room thing.
Yes.
You got to have a special umbrella for the kid. You need more zinc oxide than
That's
surfers in California wear. Yeah.
If you bring kids to the beach, and we will when the summer
daddy
comes around.
Daddy do this, daddy do that. Dig a hole, daddy.
You're right.
Build something, daddy. Let's play catch, daddy. I'm hungry, daddy. I have to go to the bathroom,
sounds
daddy.
Like you have experience.
Yeah.
And it's also like you're moving in when you get to the beach because like you mentioned, you're bringing a million different things.
Yeah.
When it's just me and my wife, you're bringing a couple of bags. You're good to go.
You bring a cooler, you're all set.
Yeah.
All right.
But I had a great
time.
But
the shirt stayed on.
Shirt stayed on.
Can you roll up your sleeve for a sec?
Sure.
Oh, that shirt stayed on.
I like that.
You got the farmer's tan going,
buddy.
Oh,
absolutely.
Buddy. All right, just checking.
Thank you.
Here's Sean in Brooklyn on the fan. Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. I've enjoyed listening to you, but sometimes it can be difficult for black listeners of sports talk radio because we are sometimes on pins and needles that the host may venture into some territories on issues of race that they just don't have a lot of experience discussing.
Okay.
And this is one of those things where I feel like very respectfully, maybe you don't know what you don't know. And there are just a few things that I wanted to suggest. Again, I say this as a fan, as a listener. First, things happen at a particular point in time. And just 8 days ago, the deadliest hate crime against African Americans in nearly 100 years took place.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I just want to suggest that I think you'll find a lot of athletes have a lot of black athletes have really frayed nerves right now. So that's first, okay. Including Tim. I've even talked to black athletes that play for the Yankees and other baseball teams.
Well, let me ask you this direct question. In your life experience, when you heard this story of Josh Donaldson referring to Tim as Jackie, based on him calling himself a modern-day Jackie Robinson, did you immediately think that Josh Donaldson's comments were racist?
Well, so, case in point. One, I just want you to consider the time that it was said and the possibility that Tim's nerves were already frayed and that his teammates may have also been aware of that.
Yeah, we wouldn't know one way or the other. That's fair, but we just don't know the answer to that question.
So let me tell you how I processed it.
Yeah.
And I think there are two things that maybe you just weren't aware of. There's a heightened sensitivity that goes back generations when African-American men in particular are not called by their own name.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying to you, that maybe Josh Donaldson is not even aware of that.
Possibly.
I could believe that he's not aware of it. However, there's a heightened sensitivity to it. And if you'll even go back to how it shocked.
Let me ask you this out of curiosity. If, and I'm making this up just for the record, if Tim had come out and said a couple years ago, I'm the modern day Roberto Clemente, and to mock that, Josh Donaldson called him Roberto, do you think it'd be a problem or no?
Well, we don't know, but let me tell you kind of the second point. And I thought you were about to say it when you said that there are some sacred cows in sports. You then said it and you kind of used it against Tim to say, hey, it's kind of peculiar that Tim compared himself to Jackie. Where I thought you were going to go is that Jackie Robinson is probably the worst punchline of any joke. And with black baseball players and black athletes and most black people, Jackie Robinson is like a little less than God.
Yep.
And so when you use Jackie Robinson as the butt of your joke, as the punchline of your joke, it's always going to go wrong.
How about when Tim Anderson refers to himself as Jackie Robinson? Is that well received?
No. That's what I want you to understand the difference there.
Well, I get it. Say, and you should know for background that I grew up in a family extraordinarily close with the Robinson family to the point where Rachel's my cousin's godmother. And I'm intricately involved with them and had been prior to going away for a little while with the Jackie Robinson Museum and Foundation. Yeah. So you should know that just for background's sake.
So for Tim to do that, I could imagine Jackie's family loving it. They love when black athletes aspire to be like Jackie. So it's one thing for Tim to say he sees himself as Jackie Robinson in this modern era. And
right.
We can critique that.
Sure.
It's a completely different thing for another white athlete that you don't really get along with.
Right.
To then use the name of Jackie Robinson, which is so sacred that it's his number.
Fair enough. I don't think in reality, and I really appreciate your call very much, Sean, and I can only speak for me and what Evan and I do on this show. I think we've pretty much encapsulated today thus far exactly what you're saying, and have great respect for your life experiences and the sensitivity to anybody using the name, legacy, or memory of Jackie Robinson in any manner other than honoring it. So I do appreciate that very, very much.
Though.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was. I think you are. So thank you,
knowing, knowing what Tim Anderson has said and how he feels about Jackie Robinson, I know he wasn't saying it in any degrading way about Jackie.
No.
He was saying it in a way of, that's who I want to be. That's who I view myself as. So I don't think Tim Anderson 3 years ago was ever invoking his name, Jackie's name, in any kind of negative light.
No, I think the opposite. I think he's maybe trying to pattern his life after the good deeds of Jackie Robinson, and that's a good thing.
But there is, like, we all have it to degrees, ignorance. And Josh Donaldson was doing it in a way, at least I think he was doing it in a way of, I'm just who I am. I'm a jackass. I'm going to go after Tim in a way in which I go after a lot of guys. So I don't think he did it with any malice intent.
I think this is much ado about nothing. And when we came in here, I knew this was going to be the focus of the show because I get it. It's one of those, you know, topics that comes up that everyone's got an opinion on. Doesn't make your opinion right or wrong. Just means you have an opinion on it. And I hate doing five-hour shows on your singular topics, but you know, this one is interesting to me because there's no smoke. I just don't see how anyone could view this as racist. I don't. You know, and, you know, I don't know, you know, Tim Anderson from a hole in the wall, because I don't. The people that are being critical of Josh Donaldson don't know him from, you know, Adam either, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just a strange, strange thing, and I think there are so many real-life examples that we don't need to invent them.
Well, what was also weird is, if you're
what
watching...
What happened in Buffalo, namely, you know, a few days ago.
Well, I mean,
we don't need beyond that,
it was
right?
horrific what happened up there, right. Obviously. What was weird is, you're watching the game, and YES Network showed a brief altercation between Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson two innings earlier, if you recall on the broadcast. It was right after an inning was over. And then very quickly, without explanation, flashed to the live scene because they had showed it right before Grandal and Donaldson had their face-to-face. And for the next five innings, whether it was the Yankee broadcast, the White Sox broadcast, or you at home, or you at a bar, no one had any idea what the hell happened.
We had no idea what happened.
And what was interesting is after the game, everyone corroborated the same story.
Including Josh Donaldson.
Yes, Donaldson said, all right, here's the deal.
I called him Jackie.
Tim Anderson said, here's what happened. Now, they had a different tone about it, but both explained it. And at the time watching the game, you had no earthly idea what the hell happened.
Right. And the Grandal thing is more about the sticky stuff from a year ago than it is about...
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, no, no. That was...
You don't think he's harbored resentment since then?
I think, look, he doesn't like Josh Donaldson because of that.
Right.
Sure. But if you see Grandal was mouthing, that's effed up, and was pointing at Tim Anderson.
Okay.
What he did was he stood up for his teammate, because Tim Anderson probably came into that dugout and said, you know what this SOB said to me? He said he was mocking me and was calling me Jack.
But we don't know the context of that either,
no,
right?
But no matter what we think about it, Tim Anderson was pissed off. Can we admit that?
Yeah.
Tim Anderson heard Josh Donaldson call him Jackie, whether it was the fifth time he's heard it, the first time he's heard it, the tenth time he heard it, whether it was a joke from 3 years ago or not. He was pissed. Clearly.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, he's pissed. He tells his teammates. And what his good teammates do? They say, okay.
You got his back.
We have your
right.
back.
Right.
You're our guy. And we don't like him to begin with, Josh Donaldson.
Listen, he's not the most liked guy in the world. That's obvious, right? Doesn't make him a racist.
Doesn't make him a racist. Doesn't. It makes him a guy who knew he was going to get a rise out of Tim Anderson.
Like, if you're a diehard Yankee, now listen, Yankee fans, you know, let's not be holier than thou or hypocritical here, because I heard the chants at Yankee Stadium. You heard the chants at Yankee Stadium. What were those chants? Jackie! Right?
They weren't doing that with racist intent either,
no,
I don't think.
No, they weren't.
I mean, I can't speak for every fan
they
that's in the stands.
They wanted to be in on the ball busting.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So they were.
Would you have chanted that, though?
I wouldn't have.
Here's why I wouldn't have. Because if Tim Anderson thinks that's racist and Tony La Russa thinks that, but more so Tim Anderson, even if it's not, why the hell would you join in with that chant? You see what I'm saying? Even if you say, oh, I don't think that was right, why would you even engage in that?
Well, listen, you're asking fans to now...
No, I'd boo him. I'd boo him. He's an opponent.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson had a walk-off home run at the Field of Dreams game.
Come on.
He's an opponent. I'm booing him, of course.
You had to know that was a predictable response from, you know, the Yankee faithful. You knew that was
It was predictable.
Like if people didn't realize, now it wasn't everyone, obviously, but enough Yankee fans We all saw that coming.
But answer me this.
Yeah.
Would you have done it?
I personally would not have done it.
Why not?
My sensibility might be a little different.
Yeah, your sensibility
I
is.
I don't know.
I'm not going to engage in something if, even if it's only one guy or five guys, think it was racist and came with that intent. I'm not joining in on that.
But Tony La Russa is the only guy that said it was racist.
Here's where you're proving my point. You wouldn't have joined in on the chant,
but
would
not
you?
Because of Tony La Russa.
Then why?
I don't know, just my own
sensibility. Not Tony La Russa. If Tim Anderson thought it was offensive.
I certainly would not have. I would not have.
Would I chant overrated?
Sure. Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah.
Doot, 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 doot. Do you also do the doot, doot, doot,
yes.
doot on that?
I've chanted overrated. Yeah, Bryce Harper's heard it many times.
Overrated is my question.
Yes.
Do you add to it your own bump, 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 bump?
Yes.
Or do you let others do that?
No, I do the clap.
So you go, overrated. You do that on your own.
Absolutely.
But you're not a booer. That fascinates me.
Well, hold on. I'm talking about the opponents. I'm not doing that to my own guys. Yeah. Am I chanting overrated at Francisco Lindor?
But you're not a negative lovemaker, as you've said many, many times on this show.
No, I boo the opponent. I don't boo my own guys. Yeah. Now, what kind of lovemaker am I?
Yes.
Is that your question?
No, I don't. Wait, please, damn good one.
please, no. Damn good one, Craig.
We are very late for the Yankee ticket giveaway. We like to do it at 3 o'clock, and we failed in our mission there. So those of you that were waiting for those tickets... Evan's got them right now.
The pair of field level tickets to see the New York Yankees take on it.
Shohei Ohtani
and Mike Trout, whatever. The game
is Ohtani pitching that game or just hitting bombs?
You want me to do my math on this for Tuesday, May 31st?
Please don't.
Because if you want me to start counting, I'll do it.
No, please don't.
It is the Tuesday, May 31st game. We'll take caller number 5 at 866-540-WFAN. Your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz.
You know, later today, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Train at Jones Beach. There you go.
Yes.
At the barn out there at Jones Beach. I think I'm playing drums with them for that show.
Are you going that night?
I think if that's the show I'm thinking of, it's Train, it's Jewel, and there's another group with them. Who is it again? It's Train... It's Jewel. Come on, Tommy. Who is it? It's somebody else. I think I might be playing drums.
Somebody else.
I think I'm playing drums with Train that night.
Have you ever been to Jones Beach?
Many times.
To the theater?
Yes.
Have you ever performed at Jones Beach?
I have not. No.
Craig, I got it.
Who? It's Jewel?
Yes, you're right.
Train. Oh, I got it.
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Gloria, my favorite of all the Blues Traveler songs. Just in case you wanted to know.
I was actually analyzing the Jones Beach schedule while I was there.
What's your favorite Blues Traveler song? It's Gloria.
Well, isn't that Pat Benatar, Gloria?
No.
Or not Pat Benatar.
No, Gina. Excuse me, Gina. Pardon me. I got my G's wrong. Gina is my... I forgot my own favorite song.
Yeah, it's really
Gloria,
the favorite song.
Gloria's Gloria. Laura Branigan. Yeah, it's Gloria. Laura Branigan.
Don't you want your number? No, Gina is my favorite Blues Traveler song. Hot on the harmonica.
Can it really be your favorite song if you can't remember the name?
Fair point. Fair point.
I'm just asking.
You want to give me a little taste of Gina right there?
I can try.
Go right ahead. Yeah. It's hard harmonica out of the gate. Love it. It's my favorite Blues Traveler song.
No, I know you've said that.
I've said that.
Even though you forgot
and
the name.
I remember the name of it, too. Yeah.
They got a good list of groups coming to Jones Beach. Tim McGraw's going to be there in a couple days.
You just name a show you want to go to, Evan, and go to it.
Tim McGraw.
Okay, go to it.
Oh, I thought you were kidding me something.
No.
Go to it.
I was saying,
that's the way I live life. If I want to go somewhere, I go somewhere. Yes.
Just name a show you want to go to and go to it.
I thought you were going to offer like backstage passes.
Here's what you do. You go,
something.
They go, Evan Roberts.
Bang.
Yeah, that works. Walk right in the front door. This is Gina. Just give it a quick listen. I love the harmonica.
That's your favorite song?
This is a hot song, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
When does it get hot?
Hot song, right now. Gina. He apparently dated some girl named Gina. I don't know. Come on.
Or he's just a real big fan of Martin.
Well, Gina.
I like that.
Good call. Old school.
I got a binge Martin. I haven't watched that show in years.
CW11 call on that. Okay. Yes. Fair enough.
I've had this feeling of going back to watch old shows I watched as a kid. Is Martin
one of them?
That'd be one of them, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved Martin.
Martin was a great show. Yes, it was.
Three's Company I would go back and rewatch.
But you never really saw Three's Company.
I saw it. So here's the thing. You're right. Yeah. It was before my time. But I saw it on rerun on TBS. They would play it like every weekday morning at 6:35.
Who's your favorite landlord?
Oh, come on. It's Mr. Roper.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Roper.
There were two different landlords.
And Mr. Furley, of course.
Yes, yeah. You go Roper over Furley?
Roper. Furley was good, but Roper was great, especially Roper's wife.
Yes,
she was hilarious.
She was dynamite.
She was very sexually frustrated with Mr. Roper.
I mean, I think they all were. Wasn't that the thing? Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you know the answer.
Go ahead.
The name of the watering hole they drank at.
The Piggly Wiggly.
No.
The,
It does rhyme, though, but not that.
What the hell? No. Do not tell me.
All right.
Don't spoil this.
I know because I watched it. Don't help him out of there. And I see you typing away feverishly.
I know that his friend was Larry. Jack's friend was
That's
Larry.
Right.
And they
That's
always
right.
used to hang out at they the, hang... not the Pitch Pete, a pit,
no,
Peach Pit.
Rhymes.
That's 90210.
It rhymes.
Piggly.
The
piggly.
Second word's a type of dog.
Man, I can't remember.
The, okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, give me a hint.
It rhymes, both words.
Yes.
Rhymes with eagle.
Eagle.
Riggle Beagle.
There you
Riggle
go.
Beagle.
Okay, you got it. There
yeah,
you go.
I got that.
All right. Yeah, fair
thank,
enough.
Thank you.
I think most people take Roper over Furley, too.
Well, the original.
Yeah. It's, how about as far as
the women?
The women. Which blonde in Three's Company did you prefer? Because there were different ones.
Yeah, so the original was obviously, what's her name?
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
The middle one was, I forget the middle one. And then the last one, probably the,
you go the original.
Summers. Yeah,
yeah,
you go the I think original. You got to go original. Okay. In most shows, you're always going to go with the original.
Do you remember her character name?
Jack, Janet, and...
It was, come on,
Jack,
you got it.
Janet and... Suzanne
Summers, yes, but who did she play?
I don't remember. Oh, Christy.
Chrissy Snow.
Chrissy Snow.
Yes, Chrissy. Yeah. Chrissy Snow. Here's Rich in Island Park. Richie, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I just want to build on that last call. And my point is, and we've all been in work settings or on teams, when there's a jerk in that team or in that work setting, he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, that's fair.
And Craig, you might relate to this. You got to be perfect.
Thanks.
When you have that reputation, you got to be perfect, okay? Otherwise,
yes.
When you open yourself up, people are going to come after you. They're going to get back at you.
There are some people out there, and this one always boggles my mind. It really does. Who don't know you from Adam, who get joy in your downfall or in your fall from grace, or in this case, whatever Josh is going through, I'm sure, on a personal level, it's not fun. Like, Josh Donaldson being called a racist is not fun. It's not enjoyable.
He brings it on himself, and also, I want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't make it easy on his teammates, either.
Well, that's the biggest fear I'd have if I'm Aaron Boone, and what he's trying to manage right now is not managed by giving his opinion on what happened on Saturday. It's how do I manage the other 26 guys in this room? How do I keep everybody on the same page? Whether it's the black player in the Yankee locker room, whether it's Gerrit Cole, who never liked Donaldson to begin with, whether it's anybody else who says, you know what, I think Josh Donaldson's an ass. And I don't like what he said to Tim Anderson. Now, you're not going to say it publicly. It's your teammate. But privately, you are going to give your opinion. And that's why it's important as manager to make sure that after something like this happens, that guys can voice how they feel about it and that there are no problems in that room.
Yeah,
Josh Donaldson, he better be great, Josh Donaldson, I'll tell you. Because he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt from other teams and players on other teams or his own teammates. He's just not. Because jokes don't get it,
It's interesting. Thank you for the call, Rich. In sports, we've always had these guys, and virtually I think every team, or every sport rather, has these guys where the old cliche line from guys like us is, he's the kind of guy you hate to play against, but you love having in your locker room.
Yeah.
Whether it's, hockey, basketball, football, but it doesn't matter. There's always guys like that. Not every year on every team, but we know the ilk, right?
Look, we just saw it in the Ranger game. Max Domi did a cheap shot late in that game against Ryan Lindgren. If he's a New York Ranger, you're like, show that toughness after a game.
What was his name? The sloppy seconds guy. Sean Avery, right?
That's how you refer to him?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and what he used to do to Martin Brodeur.
Yes.
Remember in front of the crease?
It's actually a great example using Sean Avery. But
ahead. Sean Avery's despised by other teams.
Yes.
But he's loved by Ranger fans.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, Josh Donaldson's been here for 2 months, so the Yankee fan hasn't made their mind up about him. And he also, you know, let's see what happens this postseason, right?
Right, right, right.
Josh Donaldson, you know, hits a 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to win a playoff game. You're going to love Josh Donaldson, simple as that.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. You know, how it plays itself out.
It's important. You know, my opinion on this, your opinion on this, caller's opinion on it. We all have opinions, like you said. What if there's a guy in that room who says, hey, I thought what Josh Donaldson said was racist?
You're allowed to think whatever you want.
But you're in the Yankee locker room.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the challenges of that. When there's an incident like this, you don't know. Just because you say it or I say it or we have opinions doesn't mean every single person in the Yankee locker room's like, it wasn't a big deal. No problem. You don't know that. And that's the line. That's why the biggest challenge Aaron Boone faces is not the freaking lineup every day.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not even managing his bullpen. It's managing the egos. It's managing the personalities. And it's managing what could very well be a crisis. Not saying it's happening, but you don't know that. You don't know if every Yankee just looked at Josh Donaldson and said, it's innocent ball busting. No big deal.
So I'm just reading July 1st, 2021, when he's still with Minnesota. Here's the headline. You ready?
Yes.
Is Josh Donaldson one of the all-time least likable Twins players?
There you go.
Oh, he's just one of those guys, right? Just one of those guys.
And we knew that upon the trade being made. It was one of the early comments we all made about this trade. Well, they kind of need that personality. Well,
I mean, one of the other guys that's listed in this one particular article is Chuck Knoblauch.
I was thinking the same guy. You said, who's the most unlikable twin in my head, I said Chuck Knoblauch.
Yeah, he's according to this one guy. I mean, just one guy's opinion. but Chuck Knoblauch's right there.
As a former Philadelphia Philly backup third baseman, who was that guy in the Phillies room? Was there an unlikable player in that locker room?
Well, the way, you know, back in that locker room, Evan, which is on the heels of Macho Row, Dalton became unlikable because he kind of thought his poop didn't stink.
Right.
And that's when he obviously got traded to Florida, won a World Series with the Marlins.
Mm.
You may remember
that. So Darren Dalton was that guy?
The locker room was not unhappy that the team dealt him.
So they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Because at that point, his knees were going anyway. And he was getting, and I say this respectfully, he's passed away. He had some type of CTE going on, too.
Wow.
Really sad, actually.
I always heard
He believed that the Mayans were coming to kill us all.
So would he preach that in the locker room?
He started to, yeah. Big numerology guy, too.
Wow.
But he believed that there's a Mayan belief that the world was going to end few years back.
Yeah.
I forget what the year was supposed to be.
It didn't happen.
The Mayans got that one wrong.
Yes.
But Dutch... Well, as we go,
no, I know his name.
Dutch believed in that stuff. Oh, yeah. I think he lost his rocker, went off his rocker. Mm. Not John Rocker. Just went off his own rocker.
I always never liked Mickey Morandini. Was he a bad guy?
Oh, likable guy.
Oh, he was a likable guy?
Very likable guy. Yeah. But there's a reason we all liked him. The late Harry Callis, the famed NFL broadcaster... who did all the NFL films after John Facenda passed away, was the Phillies play-by-play guy on the radio. And he would pronounce Mickey Morandini's name. It would take 9 seconds to say it.
Mickey Morandini.
Yeah, we like that. So we like that.
Oh, okay.
It was like the human rain delay. We had to wait for Harry Callis to just say the name Mickey Morandini. Likeable guy, though. I've really likable guy.
Yeah,
he was actually my first roommate.
I never liked him as a fan.
Yeah, no, he was a good guy.
Yeah. Annoyed me.
Well, my first roommate.
Even when he was on the Cubs, he annoyed me.
Yeah. He used to smoke little cigars.
Oh, really?
Little
tiny cigars?
Little Tipperillos, they call them.
Like his home run total is very tiny.
You ever smoke a Tipperillo?
Never.
Oh, yeah. You get them at the supermarket.
Hmm.
They're like mini cigars with tips on them.
Oh, wow.
Plastic tips.
Never knew that about Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Mickey was a big Tipperillo guy. Yeah, I think Lenny turned him on to them.
Lenny?
Listen, Dykstra's one of those guys. you could get enveloped into cloud of dust.
I'm sure.
Yes, you certainly could. You know, there's a guy that used to work for the team named Spanky, who passed away a few years ago. And when everyone else said no to Lenny, Spanky said yes.
Really? He was the one guy.
So there were some legendary stories of like casino trips and other types of trips that were supposed to be meant for like a whole group of guys to go to, and it was Lenny and Spanky. and that was it.
Lenny must have been some teammate to have.
Oh, yeah. But Lenny Dykstra is one of those guys.
Yeah.
Teammates love them. Other teams hated him. He's like Josh Donaldson.
I'm so fascinated by something, and this is not for you, big man.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we had Lenny Dykstra on, and Craig continued to peddle this stuff to Lenny, do you think Lenny would just at some point go along with it and say, I'll never forget that?
100%, by the way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You must have been on the team. I forgot about it.
I had Wally Backman going along with it a week ago. Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's great.
All I'd have to say is this. Lenny, remember the time? And because he's so shot right now, unfortunately, he would say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Night. Great night.
I'll never forget that night in Atlanta.
He would come back and go, the night with the Twins? Great night.
Can you believe what Inca Villa did that night? I still can't.
Oh, Inky dinky do. Inky dinky don't.
That's right.
But those were the good old days, Evan, the late 90s.
Yes.
The late 90s. Backing up Dave Hollins at third base. Yep. Boy, that guy was no fun at all. No fun at all. He woke up pissed off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
If there was any redeemable quality left that would warrant Aaron Boone keeping Aaron Hicks in the lineup, his being picked off second base on Saturday should eliminate it and should leave him in the dugout where he really belongs now, because first and second rally time for the Yanks. And he, what?
Well, but we're at a point in this season now where Joey Gallo is on the COVID list.
Yes.
Okay.
Not the only one.
Joey Gallo, Kyle Higashioka.
There's more coming.
Well, clearly, because you want to hear this lineup that just came out tonight? This Yankee lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. And it's related to what you're saying. They don't have a lot of options right now because they're missing guys. I'll give you the lineup. I don't know if some of the guys missing have COVID, but it's a very weird lineup.
I have information. I just don't know if it's public yet. So it's interesting. The COVID list has spread. But go ahead.
Well, here's the lineup.
What's the lineup?
Who's leading off, quick?
DJ.
No.
He's got COVID?
Well, he's not in the lineup. I can tell you that. Anthony Rizzo is leading off at first base.
Anthony Rizzo leading off, okay.
Aaron Judge batting second and right.
Yeah.
Giancarlo is cleaning up at DH.
But you didn't say who's batting third.
I'm sorry. Giancarlo is batting third at DH.
Okay.
My apologies.
Go ahead.
Cleaning up is Gleyber Torres at second. Yikes. Batting fifth is Isaiah Conner-Falefa at shortstop. Batting sixth is your guy Aaron Hicks in left. Estevan Florial, this is his moment. This is his chance.
He's up,
He is batting and playing center field, batting seventh.
Okay.
Jose Trevino is catching, batting eighth.
Yeah.
And Marwin Gonzalez is batting ninth and playing third.
Okay.
So we know about Gallo and Higgy. No DJ and no the man of the hour, Josh Donaldson.
And here's the problem with that. There's going to be an inference made, and I want to just tell you right out of the gate, it is not accurate, that Josh Donaldson is being punished for what took place with Tim Anderson over the weekend.
He's going to be suspended?
No. My point is he has not been suspended.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't know what MLB ultimately is going to do, but right now in the moment, the reason Josh Donaldson is not in the lineup tonight has nothing at all to do with what transpired over the weekend.
Well, it's probably
Can I leave it at that?
Off day, I assume?
No, it's not an off day.
Well, he doesn't have DJ or Josh Donaldson in the lineup.
I can't speak to DJ, but I know why Donaldson's not in the lineup tonight. Is that fair? And all I'll say is it has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
He's not being punished. He has not been suspended. It's because of blank. Yeah.
What's blank?
Well, it's...
Is it the same reason Joey Gallo's not in the lineup tonight?
I don't know.
Look, you're facing the Orioles and Gerrit Cole's on the mound, but this
shouldn't be a problem, right?
To quote the great Joe Girardi, this is not what you want. This is not the lineup that you ideally want.
No, it's not.
You don't want IKF batting fifth and playing shortstop. But to the point you made earlier about Aaron Hicks.
Yes. Aaron Hicks getting thrown. Oh, I apologize. It pissed me off this weekend, though. Because the offense was meager, as you know, meek. You've got first and second, one out. And I'm saying to my, like, rally time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What are you thinking?
No, I got you.
And you, I'm sorry. There comes a point where I don't want to hear he walks a lot.
Right.
He's a detriment to the club right now.
No, I get you. But right now, because of no Gallo, because of really the way this team is built, he has to play. But this is an opportunity for Estevan Florial. He was 0-3 yesterday, but he's up here. He's getting a chance to play.
Yep.
And he's got to perform because the beauty of baseball is if Estevan Florial has a good couple of days, maybe that influences the Yankees because Florial was hot at AAA to say, you know what? We got this good young player. He's been in our system for a decade. It seems that way. Let's play him. But right now, Craig, when you say sit Aaron Hicks, days after saying sit Joey Gallo, my answer is, am I in the outfield?
Right. And you can't sit everybody.
And you see the way I run. Who's playing?
I've not seen that yet. No. I mean, I've seen you in the past run. It's not pretty. But apparently there is video of you running this past weekend on a ground ball to short. I'm trying to acquire this video. I have not gotten it yet.
I think the headline of that is I hit the ball to shortstop. I was very proud of myself.
That's one headline without seeing the video, I'm sure.
I'm very proud.
There's another video out there I have seen. I've just commented online with you striking somebody out on a 3-2 pitch.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, say it. What do you want to compliment me?
If I'm that guy,
yeah.
I never show my face in public again. And I don't want you to say the guy's name. He's not a public figure. He should not be outed like that. But whoever that guy is,
yeah,
you have to stay home for a long time.
But you understand I struck out the next guy, too. I struck out back-to-back guys.
I haven't seen that video, but
that one was swinging. Like this one, I got him with a slow hook. I threw what I like to call the knuckle ephus is what I like to call it.
I feel bad for the guy. I got to be honest. I know your point about stay home.
Come on, dude.
I don't even know what you do with that. It's embarrassing. It's arc softball.
It's not even arc softball. It was slower.
But guys, it's so high.
But though. It's absurd.
Big Mac, understand that was I set him up with a fastball.
No, you didn't set him up with anything. No.
I did. I threw a 49 mile an hour fastball right before that to set him up for the slow knuckle ephus, which fools 8 out of 10 people. I got to tell you, it's a nasty pitch.
It was the second time in the at bat you threw it.
Well, the first one I had no. It didn't work. I bounced it. That one didn't work. That doesn't count. Okay? Listen, if you got something to say, I know a place where we can go and we can meet 60 feet, 6 inches.
I mean, if you want to meet and talk,
Evan, please
don't do this to
yourself. We can talk the way men talk.
Evan.
Please don't do this to yourself. Stop.
What? I'll strike all of you out.
No, you won't.
I struck two Mink men out. Do you realize the Mink men are the three-time defending champions of fan baseball?
Again, I don't want you to say these guys' names because they're not public figures that have no expectation that their names are going to be raked through the mud. Or that they're going to be publicly humiliated in the manner that they deserve.
They got the humiliation. Okay. I struck their asses out.
No. Evan.
What?
It's like striking out in slow pitch softball.
Now, listen,
that's all that happened on Saturday.
Until you guys see it firsthand.
Yeah, I almost think it's like, George Steinbrenner shows down to the field, puts on the cleats, and it's like, let's not embarrass him. We'll give him a couple of strikeouts. Yeah, he'll go home and tell his friends, his wife. I'm with you.
In fairness, the first batter I faced hit a laser beam line drive. It just happened to be right in my left fielder. One out, nobody on. Let's go.
Evan. Please don't do this.
I'm going to strike you out.
You're not.
You're next.
You wouldn't strike me out lefty.
Bring it on.
And I don't swing a bat lefty.
Bring it on.
It's
College Point, Queens every Sunday.
I just sort of be in College Point, Queens at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
You're scared.
I don't live anywhere near there.
Would you be embarrassed?
But if you keep talking, I'm sorry that we're going to have to do this.
I'm going to strike you out.
You're not going to strike anybody
out. Now, you may hit a couple of towering foul balls. gave me, because I'm not going to lie, I always want to be honest. I got a few of my strikes on just destroyed foul balls.
Okay.
But they count as strikes, Craig.
Yes, they do.
It's not my problem.
100% right.
And then when
unless the Carlos Beltran met umpires there. Then it might be a fair ball. You never know.
But what happens when they've got two strikes and they're facing me is you get nervous because you know you'll be embarrassed by striking out to me. I respect that. I understand that. And so you grip the bat a little bit tighter, just a little bit.
Overswing.
You overswing, or in this case, you don't even get the shoulder off your bat. It happens.
Okay. You know, he was high school player of the year back in 2001.
I know.
I'm just saying. Remember, it's right there behind me.
Put it this way.
Remember who you're talking to, Evan.
I have scouting reports on both you guys.
Yeah.
My confidence in striking you out, Craig, is much higher than my confidence
it
against Big
Mac. It shouldn't be. By the way, you wouldn't strike Tommy out.
Yeah, I have to admit that.
And Tommy swings a bat like someone who's never seen a bat.
True.
Okay? And this Friday, I'm sure we can find 60 feet 6 inches. Somewhere at DJ's.
I can go up there with a pool noodle. You're not striking me out.
Okay.
Not with that.
Here's Alan in Norwalk, Connecticut. Alan, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I have a few really want that Sean Marks interview. I got a relative who lived next door to him, sold his house recently, but I know where he lives.
I know where he lives.
So you want Evan to show up at Sean Marks' house with a microphone?
Sure, why not? If you want the interview that bad.
Well, I want the interview because we've had him on through good times, and now I want him through bad times, and I want him to be held accountable. Most people aren't going to hold him accountable because they're not diehard fans. I am. And so there are a lot of questions I need to push him on, but I don't necessarily feel comfortable with going over his house with a microphone. That may not be ideal.
I think it's called stalking. Actually, if I'm not mistaken.
But I do very much appreciate Alan the offer. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
I thought I'd offer just in case.
Thanks, pal.
All right, so let's just put it out there, Evan. You've got a neighbor willing to stalk Sean Marks to get you the interview that you want. So if nothing else goes right for you, that is on the table.
All the Brooklyn Nets have to do is just don't be gutless. Just put the GM of the Nets on the flagship station of the Brooklyn Nets with a diehard fan. You've given me before. We've had some great times together, Sean and I, some nice interviews together.
Yeah.
I'm not going to scream at him. I'm just going to ask him tough questions. That's all.
You know what's funny about that? I was just thinking about it. Only the basketball teams in this town. I mean, we don't ask for hockey, so I can't speak to hockey. So put that aside. You may know better. All the other teams, Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets, make their general manager available. The Nets don't. The Knicks don't.
Well, the Nets have. They just have during good times.
But a very controlled, right.
Yeah, I've had them on like after they signed KD and Kyrie, and was it a love fest? Yes, it was, Craig.
Sure.
I mean, of course it
How
was.
How could it not be?
What was it going to be?
Yeah.
And I think I had them on before this season. Or before last season, I should say, not this
season. When there's really nothing to criticize.
Right, so it's a nice, hey, how's it going? Oh, I got a tough question about Joe Harris. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the Nets have been good in the past, but not this time. It is what it is. I guess most people in the audience don't care anyway, so it's okay, right?
Or maybe it's that Joe Tsai's having a tough time keeping executives working for him in the building. You don't even know who to call to book Sean Marks. Is that possible?
No.
Is that on the table or no?
No, it's the same.
That's not on the table. Damn it.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm just asking the question. That's all. I'm just asking the question. Here's Dan and Carteret. Dan, what's up?
Hey, Craig. Hey, Evan. How you doing?
This is becoming almost like a regular thing. I don't know if I like it.
I'm calling to give my Donaldson and Anderson take, but something I heard you say, Craig, when you were reading the DJ's promo before the last break.
Yeah.
You said, come on down to DJ's in Belmar. We're going to have Boomer and Gio, Tiki and Tierney, me and Evan.
Yeah.
You got to start. You got to have Al and Jerry. You can't diss your boy Al. They're leading off with the warm-up show. So you got to say we're going to have Al and Jerry, Boomer and Gio.
I'm not sure if that's confirmed.
It's not?
I think it's confirmed.
I mean, there's also a chance that the four of them aren't allowed inside DJ's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You must have some scuttlebutt that I'm not aware of.
I mean, we're doing the show from DJs because I made a pledge to DJs before I went away that the first show that Evan and I would do in front of people would be at DJs because they're very loyal people to me and I love them to death.
Right, right. I remember.
But the reality is that DJ's isn't the type of place for Boomer and Greg. Right. So I'm not sure if they're going to be welcome there, to be honest.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I don't think they wouldn't mind.
I'm not sure. Like, here's the difference. When Evan and I do a show in front of people, we do it at a place that's blue collar, that everyone can have a good time at, a place like DJ's in Belmar. When Boomer and Greg decide to do a show, they do it in a lockdown facility that you need a million-dollar yacht to actually go witness.
Shots fired.
Because if I remember correctly, the boat party they did was not open to the public. True or false?
That is correct, but that was just that one. That was only that
one
remote.
Whatever. They've done one remote. The public wasn't invited to it. We do one remote. We invite everybody to it. That's the difference.
Okay, fair point. So regarding the Tim Anderson and the Donaldson stuff, my feeling on it is this, Craig and Evan. If Donaldson would have been quoted a few years ago in an article, and it would have been known, like, amongst certain people in the league, you know, that he refers to himself as today's Mickey Mantle, and then when him and Anderson are passing each other on the field or whatever, and they're slinging shots and doing each other, Anderson says, yeah, okay, whatever, Mickey. And then Boone comes out. First of all, Boone wouldn't even come out.
Well, it wouldn't be a story.
Exactly. It wouldn't be a story at all. La Russa saying it was racist is just an old ball coach saying something out of context, because he probably didn't even know that Anderson refers to himself as today's Jackie Robinson. He probably wasn't even aware of the article.
By the way, you know what's funny? When they had their, I wouldn't even say scuffle, because it wasn't really a scuffle, but remember the incident at third base about a week and a half ago? Where Donaldson applied the hard tag on Tim Anderson.
Yes.
Right.
I remember afterwards there were a lot of questions were being asked, and both guys kind of shied away from what was discussed outside of the hard tag. That may have happened then, too, when you think about it. Like, they just didn't bring it to the public. They didn't bring it to us. So it's very possible when they had their issue a week and a half ago, it was around the same thing. And so if Tim Anderson's pissed off about it, Donaldson knows he's pissed off about it, then clearly Donaldson's using it as a way to get under his skin.
So here's the bottom.
That's fair game, though. That's par for the course. It's not racist. It wouldn't even be a story if the roles were reversed, like I said, if Anderson.
It's a story now. Listen, it's a story in the moment, but it's a bigger story because La Russa tagged the racism tag on it. That's right, what made it a bigger story. Now it's got legs. 3 days later, there's not a lot of these stories of, you know, near bench clearing brawls, that kind of stuff, which just wasn't that. You know, the last 3 days.
It would have been a different story if there wasn't racism attached
these
to
guys
it.
Don't
it would
like
still
each
be
other.
There, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you out there on Friday. I'm sure you're going to be there, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. I'll see you Friday, guys.
Did you have to take a personal day to go, or this is like vacation? What is it?
I had to take a vacation time for Thursday night because I work overnight, so I wouldn't be able to get there early in the morning because I wanted to get out on Friday morning from work. So
and have you confirmed that the public is allowed in to watch Jerry and Al yet or no?
I hope so, because at other remotes in the past, I tweeted this earlier, other remotes in the past, we were supposed to be let in for the warm-up show, and the venue is not ready for us to let us in, I guess, because security's not
so
there.
So once again, let's just point out, until I came back, the morning show does not like to actually touch the flesh with its listeners, correct? Now that I'm back, recognizes, hey, this is the right way to do things. Now, all of a sudden, you guys are going to be allowed to watch
you
the warm-up show.
You remind me of Josh Donaldson.
Thanks, Dan.
You're an S-starter. That's what you are.
Oh, I'm an S-starter? I'm the S-starter?
When you asked earlier, you know, who would you compare Josh Donaldson to
you
at this
said
radio
me.
Station? I said you.
But, you know, you picked the wrong guy, Evan.
Why is that?
Because the real beep starter at this radio station is Norman Julius Esiason.
You know
not
what? That's kind of true.
And here's why I can back that up.
Now, you're right. Go ahead.
I listen to this radio station when I'm not on it. Every hour, on the hour, I hear a promotion for this Friday. And the radio station thought it was okay for Boomer to refer to Tiki and Tierney and I guess us. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely us.
As the coattail guys.
Yes.
Okay. So who really is stirring the pot here?
Spike is. That's on.
Boomer.
No, I completely disagree. It's actually on Spike.
Because well, then you should ask Spike why that was acceptable.
There are many times in which you or I maybe read a commercial or do something, and we add stuff to it.
And then usually it's edited out.
It's always edited out. Yes.
Spike, as our boss, made a decision, and you could ask him why if you're bothered by it.
I'd love to know why, because Tiki and Tierney are bothered by it.
They should be.
Hour
the official kickoff to summer with WFAN and 94.7 The Block is on Friday.
I don't want to hear it. And goes I on don't all day long want to hear it. Thank you.
Yeah. But you're right, dude. It's every hour.
It's every hour.
Come listen to me, Boomer and Geo, and the Coattail Guys.
Be sure to see us, Boomer and Geo, and of course the Coattail Guys, Tiki and Tierney, and Carton and Roberts.
So I'm not sure if that means he's referring to just Tiki and Tierney as the Coattail Guys, or all of us as the Coattail Guys.
I'm going to break it to you.
Yeah.
It's all of us.
But I remind you again, when they did a live remote, none of you were invited to it. It was a private broadcast that you couldn't attend. When we do one, we invite everybody, including the other shows on the radio station. They did theirs by themselves, and you needed membership in the yacht club.
But does the Coattail thing bother you?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
How about a little bit?
Boom and I are in a good place.
Tiny bit?
Yeah, we're in a very good place.
He basically said you're just hanging on to his coattails.
Well, I think he said Tiki and Tierney were.
Not so much me and you.
I
think he said us.
Kind of seemed like he said the Coattail Guys, Tiki and Tierney, and Boomer and Carton and Roberts.
Are you holding on to those coattails tight right now?
It was Coattail Guys. So, yeah, so I hope that the public is allowed access to see Jerry Recco and Al Dukes perform their one-hour show.
Is everybody back? Are they all back in studio?
That's true. They're always also sick. I mean, that's the most sickly show on radio. Pick a week, there's somebody out.
I don't want to say what I'm going to say because I feel it'll bite us in the ass, but
then
I'll
say it.
No, I'm going to say it.
Oh, what?
We have been very fortunate.
Oh, here we go.
Knocking on the wood. We've been very, very fortunate over the last 2 years, yes. And I'll leave it at that.
Huh? You want me to take a break? Okay, just ask.
You know what I mean by that?
Happy
we have been very fortunate from a health perspective over the last 2 years, and I will leave it at that.
Well, that's not true. You and Big Mac try to give everybody COVID coming back from Boston.
But we never had it.
Never had it.
That was during a time where close contacts was a thing.
Yeah.
Close contacts doesn't exist anymore. Like, if you had COVID tonight... And you called me and said,
"If I get COVID, I'm coming to your house." Listen, I'm telling you now, if you put this Maloik on me and I get COVID, I'm telling you now, I'm coming to your house.
Why would you assume it's from me?
And I'm going to sing your children to sleep. Okay?
Wait, hold on.
I want to be very clear about that,
Evan. Why do you assume if you get COVID, you get it from me? How am I a Maloik?
Okay?
No. But you're saying...
We've never had COVID? Great. Here we go.
I never said that. You just said that.
Yeah.
I just said we've been fortunate from a health perspective. If you know what I mean, I'll leave it at that. That's all I said.
877-337-6666. More your reaction to this Donaldson stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.